Tyler Ninja Blevins.
Oh my God!
Who is Ninja?
So your name is Ninja?
Yes.
A lot of people call you the Michael Jordan of gaming.
Right now you're the biggest streamer in the world.
You are one of the most popular streamers on the planet.
Could you be the first $10 million a year gamer?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think the most I've ever made in a month off of the creator code was like $5 million.
There's always a moment where everyone's supporting you and then something switches where everyone wants you to fail.
Yes. Still massively impressive what Kai's doing. But all I had to do for mine was be amazing at Fortnite and play video games.
No record got broken last night, except for mine.
He's always backhanded complimenting me, bro.
I'm not joking when I tell you, dude. Like, I am like 90% talked. Like, everywhere.
This whole old ninja stuff needs to stop.
I don't know how many years I have left, dude. Like, I'm not joking when I say this. It could be 5. It could be 1.
It's 1 a.m. on March 15th, 2018. Ninja decides to do an impromptu live stream that will change streaming forever.
The moment in my eyes where streaming became cool, not streaming, gaming became cool, yeah, was when you streamed with Drake.
What was the coolest moment of this 2-year ride, aside from all that Drake. Incredible money that you were making?
Playing with Drake.
Yeah. And then what did you guys get to concurrent viewers on Twitch?
So that was, I think we peaked at like 590,000.
First, before all of that, before we became a streamer and all that, I want to know about you as Tyler.
It's the early 2000s in the Chicago suburbs. Richard Tyler Blevins and his two brothers begin to pick up the controllers. And while his two brothers might have only played for fun, Tyler saw it differently.
It all started with my dad playing video games. He would go and play, you know, until the middle of the night, 2 a.m. And then we would go and play them when, you know, during the day because we wanted to play them.
I think when I just started smacking everyone in my neighborhood, like really bad, and my brothers.
Begged for weeks if he could play with us. And finally we let him and he just destroyed us.
Halo came out and then it was pretty much over when Halo came out.
Halo 2 and Halo 3 were games that helped to truly pioneer the competitive scene for gaming. And Ninja wanted in.
Like, I knew of MLG, right? I knew that it existed. I didn't know that you could go to these events.
I think I was like 17 when I wanted to like start actually going to these tournaments. And my mom was like, you're not going into these tournaments. Like, if you do, your dad is coming with you to the first one.
He began competing at a high level in Halo 3 and eventually Halo Reach, playing for esports teams such as Cloud9 and Team Liquid. And while he kept competing at a high level, he was introduced to a website called Justin TV.
With Justin TV, you can watch, broadcast, and share live video and chat with other viewers.
Justin TV would eventually spin off into Twitch, which was where Ninja truly shined. He showcased both his incredible skill and his personality.
A lot of people assume you're an overnight success because Fortnite, you exploded, right? But you were streaming for probably almost a decade before that.
Yeah. Once I started streaming, that was where I started making like a proper living. And I was also going to college full-time and working a job at Noodles & Company.
12 to 16-hour stream days and then, you know, 2 hours of college or working at Noodles & Company for, you know, 40 hours a week.
It was either I was streaming, going to school, or working.
Ninja kept streaming and began to make enough money to go full-time.
All right, Mom, I'm gonna try this full time. And then she was like, okay, if you ever don't make more than like 60,000 in a year, you have to go back to school. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
It's fair.
And it happened actually too.
I have eye surgery on my right eye. I have retinal detachment. My retina has been detached.
I was doing incredible in viewers and then I detached my retina.
We go through all the procedures and I could not read anything. Not a single line, not a single number.
Ninja had hit a major roadblock. He had detached his retina, which forced him to stop gaming just as things were looking up. But he wasn't alone.
Gaming's his whole life, so if he lost his eyesight, he wouldn't be able to play. I don't know if he'd be the same person.
Hello, UGC St. Louis viewers. I am here with Tyler Ninja Blevins from Cloud9.
She manages you?
Yes.
Okay. How did you meet?
Tyler and I met a couple of years ago at a Focus Fire tournament in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, she couldn't keep her eyes or hands
on me. Oh, my God.
And while Ninja recovered from injury, his desire to return to streaming was through the roof.
It's basically on Mondays, I will do a morning stream, probably from 10 a.m. until 3:30. And then I'll come back and do a night stream on Monday, stream all day Tuesday, Wednesday, morning stream. Again, I'll stream on Wednesday, all day stream on Thursday, probably all day stream on Friday. And then maybe some streams on Saturday and Sunday, depending on my lady and if Jessica's like working and stuff like that.
And as he made his return, he was introduced to a new type of game, the Battle Royale.
Then I started playing the Battle Royale section of H1Z1, and that's when I started to get like fall in love with that style of game.
Ninja began streaming a new type of game, all while perfecting his craft. He continued to play H1Z1's Battle Royale, but as that game struggled to innovate, a new game rolled into town.
PUBG Battlegrounds was an incredible game. They did, you know, in its time, once the player base started to skyrocket, the servers kind of started to just take a huge dive, and then Fortnite comes out.
Ninja's stock continued to rise. He struck gold in the truest sense. As Fortnite carved its own path into the future, so did Ninja.
Oh my God!
You see, Fortnite at the time was what players wanted without them even knowing it. And as an already established streamer, Ninja decided to go full on into Fortnite. And streaming was still misunderstood at this time, until Fortnite hit the mainstream.
I think that moment when you streamed with Drake, I swear, if I feel like it overnight flip.
Yo, I've been watching your shit for a minute, man. It's crazy, man.
Thank you, man.
Do I think that put me on the map like everywhere else in like pop culture and like globally? 100%. Like it's not even a question.
I genuinely think it was not talked about before that moment.
As soon as Fortnite exploded, it needed a face, and that face was Ninja.
Tyler Ninja Blevins,
professional gamer Ninja. On hand.
What's up, guys? I'm Ninja, and you're doing a wired autocomplete.
As other companies saw the potential that streaming had, they wanted in.
As of today, I will be streaming exclusively on Mixer.
In 2018, there was an internet gold rush towards streaming, and Microsoft was the newest addition.
And I was like, dude, this will like set the tone of like, you can pay a streamer to, you know, switch sides.
And Ninja was right. This began a race to snag up talent in exclusive streaming deals for different platforms. Companies like Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Gaming, and Kick would spend millions of dollars to sign streamers. But as Mixer would find out, it wasn't as easy to run a successful streaming service as it looked. As Ninja made his switch to a fresh platform, he struggled to bring viewers over, as users still enjoyed the familiarity of Twitch, and Mixer just wasn't really that good. Only a year after Mixer signed Ninja, the platform shut down, citing lackluster user growth and a redirected focus for Microsoft.
Yesterday, Mixer announced that they'll be ceasing their operations completely.
Yeah, you had to have a Hotmail account or a Microsoft email
to be able to view to watch
to and log do in and watch.
Yeah.
Couldn't capture an audience that would keep coming back. Even though they made some power plays, they took the two biggest streamers in the world away from Twitch, Ninja and Shroud, and had them exclusively streaming on Mixer, but not even that was enough.
You go over there and do the best job that you can to bring over the Ninja community. It just doesn't gain any traction. Microsoft pulls out a Mixer.
I streamed for 300 hours for like the first 8 months.
Yeah.
Despite all of the effort that Ninja put into streaming on Mixer, it wasn't enough. So now that this journey was over, Ninja had some decisions to make.
The most followed Twitch channel and their streamer, that being Ninja, now back for the first time ever since he has left Mixer.
And while this was unfolding, Ninja was about to receive something that would truly solidify his legacy in Fortnite.
It looks just like me! Oh my god!
Ninja finally got his icon skin in the game. This would help usher in an era that built the connection between streamers and Fortnite, as one by one, more streamers would get their own icon skins. Ninja was now far from his peak of streaming, but that didn't mean he was going anywhere. Now back on Twitch, Ninja kept doing what he loved. But as Ninja evolved, so was Fortnite and its player base. He was no longer the best player in the world. People began to catch up and surpass his abilities.
I'm not gonna f***ing play builds. I can be the best builds player in the world. I have 33 f***ing ping on East and on Central servers, dude. I will literally lose every 1v1 build battle to a sweat on zero ping. Every single f***ing one. I'm not interested.
For Ninja, being competitive was at his core. But the new reality was that he was no longer the king of Fortnite.
Bro, I'm 33 years old. I'm on 40 ping maximum. I'm never going to play builds again. I can't do it. I can't keep up.
And as the streaming landscape changed and people moved on from the heights of Fortnite and from Ninja, he struggled to come to terms with it.
What did this guy say? Kai's going to pass you. Oh no. My record's already been beaten by Ludwig, who did the same shit that Kai's doing. Subathon. Sleeping on stream. Let the record show that I was able to achieve 269,000 subscribers on Twitch without needing to do a subathon. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
I've been live for 8 minutes. I've had hundreds of people tell me my record's been broken. Right, guys?
Here's the thing, okay? Bro, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing with Ninja, bro. And this is the most respectful way possible, okay? I don't blame Ninja for being mad at, like, people coming in his chat and saying that and spamming that and shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because that could be pretty annoying. But it's just, like, certain he don't gotta say. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you guys go back to the clips of every time where I broke a record or every time where I passed quote-unquote Ninja, he's always backhanded. Complimented me, bro.
Listen, the worst part about YouTube is anyone can copy anyone's name.
Hey, Ronaldo peaked when he was f***ing playing Fortnite. I'll say it.
I mean,
am I the only one that's actually going to sit here and say it?
Dude, I mean we all did.
And now he's trying to get into drama.
Highs and lows.
Hey, Ronaldo, you're better than drama, dude. All right? Get back into the f***ing competitive scene. You're washed.
What?
I said...
Correct me if I'm wrong, you blue-haired... But I'm 90% sure the word fell off was created after your f***ing career, if I'm not mistaken. I actually genuinely believe people started using that terminology when you stopped f***ing streaming.
Sorry for that, man. That was, you know, the blame it on the alcohol. There's a whole song about it, but it's no excuse. I don't think I've ever been that drunk in my entire life, but also no excuses, brother. You know, just kind of.
No, it's okay.
Just saw red for no reason and just kind of popped off.
Maybe I needed it, though.
I even tried texting, like, Tim and Dad. Like, I just want to play with my friends, bro. I don't game. Besides my Final Fantasy buddies, who I love so much, and I don't even know where I would be at mentally if I didn't have them and if I didn't have that private server that I play on. Like, I don't play with my friends off stream. I mean,
but, like, yeah, there were times, obviously, where I'm just like, you know, if I didn't have Jess, dude, I probably would have.
Really?
I don't even know.
Through the highs and lows of Ninja's career, as someone who has grown up competing and being the best in the world, when life inevitably changes and your star begins to dim, the most important thing to remember is that you're still human. And while Ninja's peak may be in the rearview mirror, that doesn't mean he needs to fade into obscurity. Ninja will forever be remembered as someone who helped shape Fortnite and streaming, and who built a massive legacy that he should be proud to leave behind.
These last 10 years, 9 years of streaming has been a journey. It's been an incredible journey. Looking back, I don't even know how it all happened. You put the time in, man. You put the effort in.
and anything is possible. That's just facts.
If you see my content, it's because I want to make it, all right? And I will never do things that I don't want to.